USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The manhunt continues for 24-year-old Deion Patterson. He's the man accused of killing one person and injuring four others in a Midtown Atlanta hospital shooting spree. Police Chief Darren Shorbaum believes Patterson fled the Midtown area after the shooting.
We believe he carjacked a vehicle a short distance away and was able to flee the scene as the law enforcement agencies were descending on this area.
That vehicle has since been found abandoned. Patterson may have been at the hospital for a mental evaluation when he opened fire in a waiting room. Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden is partly to blame for last week's deadly shooting north of Houston, where a man in the U.S. illegally killed five of his neighbors.
Because under Joe Biden's open border policy, ICE is prevented from deporting dangerous illegal immigrants.
The accused gunman, Francisco Oropeza, had been deported four times before. Each time he was able to sneak back across the border into the U.S. He was caught last night after a days-long manhunt. A former executive assistant to then-Vice President Biden says she had no idea she packed up classified documents when she cleared his office as VP. Kathy Chung testified before the House Oversight Committee today, saying she also didn't notice the documents when she was unpacking boxes at Biden's new private office in Washington, D.C. Another rise in interest rates is coming. Here's Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 5 to 5.25%.
This is the 10th rate hike in a row. While recent reports show inflation is cooling, it's still not near the Fed's target rate of 2%. New York has become the first state to ban gas stoves. A new law will outlaw natural gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings, including gas stoves and furnaces and propane heating. Lawmakers hope the move will force people to use more climate-friendly appliances. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protection. There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Senator Dianne Feinstein could return to Capitol Hill as soon as next week. Feinstein has been back in California since late February after being hospitalized with shingles. The 89-year-old's absence from the Senate has slowed the confirmation of President Biden's judicial nominees. That's prompted calls for her resignation from members of her own party. She's already announced she will retire at the end of her term in 2024. Some congressional Republicans are calling the day Title 42 ends next week a nightmare date. Title 42 is the public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations at the southern border.
You're going to continue to see more and more people encouraged by the prospect of being able to successfully make it across the border into the interior of the United States.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas said sending troops to the border is just a symbolic move that will do nothing to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. TikTok star Jackson Mahomes has been arrested. He's also the younger brother of NFL quarterback Patrick Mahomes of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Jackson is facing charges of aggravated sexual battery. The 22-year-old social media influencer was taken into custody early this morning in the Kansas City suburb of Overland Park. And it's the end of the road for weight loss company Jenny Craig. The company emailed its employees saying they're shutting down because they can't secure additional financing. Jenny Craig has been in the weight loss business for 40 years. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.